Zakte elge Mishnah weiter, mesech des Ahalis, Perik Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Tanner shu oimid betzoich habayis, a tanner that's in a house, near a wall, the einoi kemura lechutz. Every oven, today's ovens as well, and a dryer, needs a vent where the heat should go out. So their ovens also had a pipe coming out from the top. That pipe went into a hole in the oven, and that's how the smoke of the oven was able to get out. So again, we have a tanner and oven, and remember what their ovens look like. Try to imagine upside down ice cream cone. Doesn't come to a point at top, but there's a hole on top. That's where they put in the dough and took out the bread. There's also a hole toward the bottom where they put in the wood or were able to work with the fire. And now we learn about this pipe that comes out, which we call the ayin of the oven. The ha'ili olav koivrei hames. People were carrying a mace to bury him. And on the outside, the mess passed over the pipe. Okay? If you're outside of the house, you see a pipe coming out of the wall. If you go inside of the house, you see that pipe comes into the oven. Now they're walking on the outside of the house. And the mess passed over the pipe that's protruding out. So the mess was like an oil over this ayin. B'shami yarmim hakol tamei. B'shami say everything is tamei. The oven, the house, meaning everything in the house. Why? Because the tumah comes into the oven through this pipe, what we call an ayin, and from there goes out to the entire house. Remember, the tanner has an opening toward the house at the bottom of the oven. So everything is tamei. The tanner, the kelim in the house. U'besilam, the besil say, yes, we agree. How tanner tamei, that the oven is tamei. But what's in the house? Why should that be tamei? Vabai is tar. The tumah doesn't go through the oven into the house. So the besil agree that through this pipe the tumah will come into the oven. But that's where it stops. The besil do not hold that it goes from the oven to the rest of the house. Rebbe Kiva says, not only do I say that what's in the house is tahar, but Rebbe Kiva, I'm afataner tar, even the oven is tar. This mess was not over the oven, says Rebbe Akiva, it was over the pipe. Rebbe Akiva does not hold that the tumah even gets to the oven. Maybe you remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. We had a similar case. And over there we spoke about what's the din if there's tumah in the pipe. We said the oven doesn't become tummy from that. Zok Rebbe Akiva, neither does the tumah of a mess being on top of the pipe come through the pipe into the oven. So I don't understand something. Where was this Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim? It was in Periches Mishnah Zayin. And what did it say over there? It said if there's a kazayis min mess in the ayin hataner, and you don't have in the opening a paseach tefach, meaning the opening of this pipe, inside the pipe, you don't have a tefach by a tefach high a tefach, the tumah does not pass through. And that's because if you don't have a paseach tefach, we keep saying this, so it's not a separate entity. It's not an oil on its own. If it's not an oil on its own, what happens to the tumah? Tumah goes right through the roof, straight up. It doesn't go off to the sides. Now the Bishami and the Bishillel would agree with that Mishnah. They don't argue over there. They say that's true. If there's tumah in the pipe itself, and the pipe is not Pesach Tefach, the tumah goes straight up. But in this case, with this mamish, a mess over the pipe, that type of tumah does spread. That goes through the pipe into the oven. According to the Bishami, into the oven, then into the house. According to the Bishillel, into the oven, not into the house. But according to Rabbi Akiva, not even into the oven.